everyone. It is Jeanette Lita here on Untamed and Unapologetic. And today I have a new guest for our show. Her name is Kim Newman. Kim, introduce yourself and tell our audience how you know me.
Absolutely. Thanks, Jeanette. It's a pleasure to be here. I am a facilitator and a coach, and I focus on helping people, teams, individuals build their resilience toolkit. And I do that through positive psychology, resets for the nervous system, and creativity. And I know you because you were lovely enough to put a meetup together called Off the Couch that brings practitioners together that just want to make sure in their own profession that they are, what I like to say, practicing what they preach, right? So looking at their vision, setting their intentions, building their own resilience to serve others. So I appreciate you doing that and happy to be here today.
Glad to have you. Yeah, I just find like any kind of mental health practitioner, right? Whether you're licensed or a coach, like I feel like we get wrapped up into our everyday routine and helping other people that we don't take the time to connect, right?
I agree.
Yeah.
So I appreciate it because it's definitely a support structure.
It is. So that's why I was, and I've had groups prior in other years, like, but just for counselors. And this time I wanted to do something a little bit different. So Off the Couch is like a mix of anybody, really. If you're a professional person that cares about you and your goals, then you can come on down and help us all like stay aligned with what we're trying to do.
Yeah. I love it.
Yeah, we have a nice little group of people and it's different every single time.
Absolutely.
Every single time. Yeah. So talk to me, Kim, a little bit about what led you to do what you are currently doing in life.
It was my own burnout at work. And so my own inability to tap into my toolkit and build my resilience is what has led me to this journey. And I do believe it's my purpose in life. It's, you know, part of my soul's purpose is to help the larger human race kind of on a daily basis. I think the society that we live in, which is so productive, and we live in a capitalistic nation, and we have so many advances, which are wonderful, but we've forgotten some basic, tried and true, almost tribal ways of healing ourselves and being with each other. You know what I mean? Just being humans, humanity. I label what I do as wellness because there's so many forms of wellness, financial wellness, physical wellness. Obviously, I stay on the emotional, mental side, my background in psychology and just looking, you know, from that angle. But really, all of those aspects come into play when we think about how well we're doing in being human beings. Again, this really came about because I hit a burnout. I was not being well. I was working many, many hours for a firm that I was a part of, great firm, but I just wasn't balancing myself and I was just not a very happy human being. So,
yeah, I think we all eventually hit that wall in whatever profession we're in. Like, even as a therapist, I mean, I do so many things, right? And it's when you're going, and you don't look up to breathe and look at yourself for a second, you can hit a wall, whether it be burnout, whether it be getting sick, whether it be something. And I think a lot of us are kind of programmed to do that in a way. And so when it happens, we don't know what to do. So talk to me a little bit more about you and that burnout. How did you get past it?
The first thing I did was hire a professional. So I did have a coach through this. Coaches need coaches. And this is before I really had obtained my coaching certificates and gone down that path. So I did reach out and I had some assistance during this time because I needed it. I needed that sound advice to help me, you know what I mean, see the other side when you're stuck and you literally can't see the forest through the trees. You know, this is a person that I trusted and stayed with for quite some time, you know what I mean, to kind of make my plan and get myself, you know, back in alignment. And I also went on, the second piece of that is the soul journey. I did a lot of spiritual work. It's one of my core values. And I took a spiritual soul adventure to Sedona. And I stayed there for about 10 days and I was just immersed in the land and used some varying techniques to kind of clear my energy and my mind and kind of reset myself. Prior to making some life altering changes.
Okay. So what I heard you say was that like burnout happened, right? And from that, you were like, okay, I can't do this by myself. Number one, I need some help. And then from there, you were like, okay, now I need more. But what else do I need to do? And talk to me about that soul journey that you're talking about now, because I know I've been on my own journeys Mm-hmm. And I'm sure our listeners have been on theirs, but I like the way you worded it as a soul journey because it is more spiritual.
Mm-hmm.
So educate us.
Absolutely. So I do think that we're souls that drop into the human body mm-hmm. and we are here for a purpose. And I think it's our goal, you know what I mean? To find out what that is. And it can be simple. When I say this, don't think work. Think mm-hmm. helping others, you know, in a serving capacity, making people smile and laugh, helping people as coaches find their journey, right? So mm-hmm. there are professions that align with your purpose. But when we get so muddied in what we're doing, you've got to be able to connect back with that center. And so for me, that was some different modalities that are not necessarily corporate based. You know, mm-hmm. I used some past life regressions. I did some energy clearings. I did a lot of body work. We hold a lot of things in the body, a lot of pain, a lot of trauma, things that you don't realize are there until you start releasing them. And it's layers. It's kind of like peeling back the onion a little bit at a time. Mm-hmm. But that particular 10-day span where I was in Sedona and I was using these different modalities, I was journaling, you know, I was kind of raising my energy. I had a big breakthrough. And that breakthrough and that lift in my energy allowed me to shift the direction in my life when I came back to, you know, where I was living, which was in North Carolina at the time.
Okay. I hear so many people talk about like when you have a breakthrough, like that's when like the curtain lifts or the darkness disappears and you can finally see clearly. Some people believe that this is just a myth, right? Mm-hmm. How do you get into that breakthrough? Like what I know the work led you to it, mm-hmm. But what was that like for you?
Well, I think the first part of this is how did this help me? And that is I had to trust. Yeah. So I think in life we hit a point, Jeanette, where you have to trust, you have to have faith. Mm-hmm. So, and it's not a mythical word or a value. It means that you are believing and putting your actions into something that you might not be able to tangibly see or feel or touch or hear. And that's hard for a lot of people.
Yes,
we work very hard in this world. We like to see things and results for our work. And so faith is the answer, number one. And I do have faith that there is a higher power than us. You can call it your higher self. I'm okay with that. This is not a religious-based theme. It's just there is access to wisdom beyond what we just go about in life as humans and know. You know what I mean? That access to our higher self. So, you know, that was the first piece. Two, I think I've always been a little mystical. I think it's part of my journey. You know, I'm interested in the cosmos and astrology. I'm interested in all the different religions and not how they're different, but how they're alike. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? How man has kind of made these journeys along the way. And so I think there's these frameworks that tie us together mm-hmm. that are really show us how we're really more human and more alike than we are different. And so I'm not afraid to experience that or test new things. They're not all for me, by no means. I've done some things. I'm like, nope, not, I don't want to do that again. But I'm willing to experiment is what I'll say.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so when you had that breakthrough, like how did you know you were having a breakthrough? Was it as magical as they say, like the curtain lifted and you could see clearly?
This is probably, yes, it's probably one of the most personal breakthroughs. I was in a past life regression. Uh-huh. I was in a lovely home in Sedona, Arizona. I could see the red rocks, you know, in this picture frame window. Mm-hmm. I was maybe 2 days into my journey. And the night before I'd gone out and had, you know, a lovely taco at a fun restaurant, you know what I mean? You know, just fun food and everything. And my stomach wasn't feeling good. And I was like, oh no, why am I in this? You know what I mean? You don't want to be in this session with the practitioner and be like, oh, I feel good. Can I, you know what I mean? Like, what's going on with me? And she was doing her process. She had a pendulum and she was going through kind of some, I guess it would just be subject matter areas of what might be holding me back, blocks.
Yeah.
And we got to an area that was talking about work and a lot of the hardships that I was currently facing in the firm that I was at. Mm-hmm. And there was a dynamic between me and a leader that just wasn't working. And I could not find a way, I don't want to say past the leader, but to sync up, align, you know what I mean? Like to be my true self and also thrive.
Yeah.
And when we hit that mark and she was kind of going through her journey, it turns out has been a relationship that had lived through time where I had been persecuted by this individual. And I was like, what? You know, you're kind of listening to the story like these people are great storytellers, right? But you can think that, right? Or you can say, hey, was this working? Well, at that moment when she said, this is something that has happened before and you can no longer hold it, my body literally jumped up from the couch, ran into the bathroom, and I was sicker than I've been. I was just projectile sick.
Wow.
And I was like, oh my gosh, I'm so, and I was like, you know, I was sick for a couple minutes, and I came back and I'm apologizing profusely. I said, I'm so sorry. It was the tacos. You go to the immediate.
It was those tacos,
that restaurant. And she literally said, your body can no longer hold this hurt that has been generational. It's happened to you in the past, this pattern of being kind of abused by somebody in a leadership, you know, position, and you can't hold it anymore. And I was like, okay. And I did, you know, I mean, I felt a little bit lighter at the moment, but I was still sick. You know, I went through the rest of my journey. I journaled, but I had a confidence in myself when I came back that I had not had in the almost 7 years that I'd worked for this company. And I was able to come back, sit down with the leader, the president, you know, of the firm, and say, I'm actually better to you as a resource if I'm on the outside, not the inside, which is how I started with them. You know what I mean? Like, and I said, this is the way that I can serve you and how I can do so. Mm-hmm. And I was able to keep the project I was working on, keep the momentum I had, but put myself in a position that felt better for me. And eventually that position led me back to Texas where I could connect with family. So I had been out of state and I wasn't able to get closer before, but as an affiliate, I had, you know what I mean? The strings kind of pulled apart and then I was able to make that move.
That's amazing how you said that, because your body let go, right? Mm-hmm. And the moment it let go, you were able to do things that you might have not had the confidence or ability to do prior. But with all that happening, it also brought you back to your home, which you needed to be at. I mean, they don't know your story, but you needed to be here, right?
Mm-hmm. Correct.
And talk about that too, like how it all kind of came together.
Absolutely. So, you know, once I made the move to affiliate and I was thinking about going home, my mom at the time, this was probably about 10 years ago, fell ill. And I just knew at this point, you know, things started lining up. Like when I talk about synchronicities, I really think it's divine timing. So I was getting the nudge, you know, from renting cars that had Texas license plates on them everywhere I traveled for the firm. And by the way, I was in the Carolinas and Georgia, nowhere near, you know, not that I wasn't anywhere near, but everything that popped up was a little Texas plate. And so I was getting these signs. My mom fell ill and I knew it was time to make the move. And so I, again, negotiated and got myself back to Texas and closer to family. You know what I mean? At the time, I dropped into Austin, Texas. I'm currently in San Antonio, but I was close enough to be there for my family, you know what I mean, as the eldest daughter, you know what I mean, and to kind of play that role of caretaker, but yet far enough away at the time to still have boundaries and set some healthy boundaries, you know what I mean, for our relationships going forward.
Yeah. So it all kind of brought you back, like this journey, right?
It did.
You ended up somewhere, wasn't working well for you. You go to your soul journey. Your body releases something that has probably been holding for hundreds of years, right? Mm-hmm. Something that's in there that just is keeping you. The word that comes to my head is emotionally constipated. My mentor, Lauren, she always says that we're so emotionally constipated sometimes because we're always pushing all the shit down, right? I know. We're pushing it down, we're absorbing, and we just keep it there with hopes that, like, if we put it down there, it'll eventually go away. No, it literally stops you up.
It does. It does. It does. And you know, again, who knew that that was just the kickoff of the journey? So, you know, my last 10 years have been really about changing now my role and how I serve in this world. So it's not just family patterns and dynamics that I'm learning more about and getting more savvy. Would be maybe the word, you know what I mean? And setting those healthy boundaries with family, not just work friends or work, but it's also been the change in how I serve humanity, people. So before I used so much of my business skills and staying very professional, corporate, tied up, buttoned up, I use these words because it's very different from where I am right now. And I have not wanted to let go of the buttoned up part of me until recently. And I'm not letting go of it. It's just a balance between what professional looks like and being intentional, professional, productive, but emotional, empathetic, and healing all at the same time. And putting those together has been a real eye-opener. You know what I mean? I think it's my special sauce, but it's letting that empathy part in, that healing part in has been so tough for me because it means I have to be vulnerable. And I never was in the workplace. That was my strong suit.
Yeah.
And now it's juggling, how do I show my vulnerability and still serve others, you know what I mean, doing so.
Yeah, no, that's hard. And what I'm hearing is like there was a big identity shift. Like you were once this and now you're this and you're still trying to merge them both together. But what if they're never really meant to be merged together?
It's an interesting question that you just asked because I'm very spiritually connected as you're getting from this time that we have together. And I journal often and I pray. And I'm getting guidance right now, just the, you know, downloads that choose a path. You know what I mean? It may be that it's not maybe. The spiritual side is winning out for sure. I think what I'm here to be and do, and I've done my corporate work. And so it may not serve in corporate, and that's okay. And it's taking me to this point in my career and where I am to say, it's okay. I'll be okay. You know what I mean? Like that's not the only way to make a living, be successful, you know, show your whatever you think worth is, right? In this world.
Yeah, but that's tough, right?
It is.
This corporate identity of yours was what you knew for a very long period of time. Like you said, that was your armor. Like you put it on and it made you unstoppable. You were tough.
Yep. Oh yeah. This has been, it's kind of a, like I said, it's such a long process. Just meaning you think that you've found your grounding. You're like, okay, now I can do it this way. And it's like, you know what? That's not going to work either.
Yeah. Something usually happens.
Yeah.
I tell you, wrong again.
Yep, exactly. And now I'm at a point where it's not fun yet. And I know when it's fun, I've hit it. Because really, in life about joy, like I love playing and being creative. And I'm like, I'm almost there. But I'm almost like, yeah, whatever. Like, it'll be okay. Like, whatever comes next, you start loosening up a little bit. And that, you know, you're on the right path, right? Like, you know that you've at least digested something that needed to be digested and learned so that you can move to the next level of your own evolution. So I find myself loosening up a little bit more day by day, moon cycle by moon cycle.
Yeah.
Just, okay, it's okay to be like this. You got it. Yeah.
Yeah, and I think what people don't understand is like when you have different transitions in life, right? We can call them transitions. We can call them traumatic experiences, whatever you want to call them, right? Yeah. Whenever we have these transition periods in life, we aren't the same people that we were during the last transition period. And we grow and we become different people due to the experience itself, what we believed about it, what we told ourselves about it, and how we perceived the world in that moment. And so we learn different things about ourselves in every single transitional period. And I think people forget that we are constantly evolving, And people will come into therapy, right? And they'll be like, so when am I done? And I'm like, I hate to break this to you, but you'll be done when the good spirit above or whoever you believe is there tells you you're done.
Right.
Yeah, like it never ends. Like there's going to be highs, there's going to be lows, there's going to be highs and lows and like periods of nothing. And I feel like a lot of it is what we decide to make of it, right? And what we decide to look, what lens we decide to look through in those moments of time.
I agree. We're absolutely evolving at all times. I do think it's transitions and it is perspective. And you know, that's what coaches and mental health practitioners do for you. They help you take, you know, go through this journey and give you perspective that sometimes you can't give yourself, you know, and then and feed you or help you learn the tools that you need to incorporate then to continue, you know what I mean, your own journey. And so you're right, though. It's just you're not the same person. Like, I'm not the same person I was 10 years ago when I made that move. And I'm like, well, how did I make that so easy? And then I'm like, well, I'm at a different spot. And obviously, this is a bigger transition than just geography, even though I will tell you, geography is one of my favorite ways to change up the game. Yeah, it works with, and I'll give you this, my human design. So I'll throw that in. It's one of those, it helps me see a different perspective and the world in a different way. That's for me personally. Everybody has to have their own way of doing that, but it does shake it up for me for a time being and help ground me in the here and now.
Yeah. And I think some people, like some of us need that, like a real big, like transplant, let's put you here and sink or swim.
Yep. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. But, and you can do that in so many ways. You don't have to move. You can check out, I mean, there's so many things to do to give you a different perspective. I'm just saying for me, geography has always been one of those tried and true ways for me to really get the 360 view.
For me, many, many, many years ago, maybe 20 or 30 years ago, mine was to cut my hair.
Ah, Yeah. So it was your own look, not mm-hmm. around you.
The crazy thing is, though, Kim, is that I have not cut my hair in years. Mm. Like, I mean, trims, yes, but not the way I used to. I would literally chop it off and go from long to gone. And so just that alone kind of shows like my own progression.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And it's interesting that your progression needed to be how you reflected yourself to the world, whereas mine is what I'm taking in.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? From my kind of the senses, you know what I mean? Of what's around me.
Yeah.
So yeah. I'm very sensitive to my environment.
Which is good that you know that about yourself.
Yep.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Well, Kim, tell us a little bit about, if somebody was listening and they really liked what you said, is there a place they could get a hold of you or tell them a little bit more of what you do and how you do it? Because I know you kind of touched on it, but you didn't really get into the details of like working with you looks like what?
Absolutely. So I have a website. It is www.kimneumann.com, spelled just like it sounds. And, you know, like I said, I have two lanes. I have a coaching lane. My coaching does stem from a professional business sense. So my coaching certificates and experiences in looking at your strengths and how we use those in the world. Mm-hmm. And I also have a background and certification in innovation coaching, which I know sounds a little bit avant-garde because it is. Yeah. It is using basically arts-based experiential learning to help you make mm-hmm. breakthroughs. So artists always see things through different lenses. They mm-hmm. might zoom in, zoom out, use different angles, but they're very good at taking in the world through a different lens. And that's what helps them with that creative edge. And it's just reminding people and taking them back to the basics to use some of those techniques to help you shift your perspective. So I use those modalities in my coaching. And most recently, or not even recently, but what I've really been focused on, I'd say in the last, especially 12 months, Jeanette, is helping teams do that. So building workshops where we can kind of take different modalities to help you reset yourself at work and use some of those creative exercises with the intent of going back to work refreshed,
mm-hmm.
a better problem solver, you know what I mean? Refreshed as far as somatically, you know, doing some nervous system resets,
mm-hmm.
but really looking at wellness from that lane and productivity too. Because well, mm-hmm. if we look at number one factors, you know, with corporations and things that are that silent kind of checkout that people are still doing, and that's because they're burnt out. Their resilience toolkit's empty and they need a refresh and a reset.
Mm-hmm.
So it's designing and delivering and working with teams through that lens.
So you also work with corporate teams.
I do. I will say that more of my work has been nonprofit and community, mm-hmm. which is fine, but I do have some corporate clients as well. So again, where corporate side hadn't completely left me, Jeanette, it's still, I think I just learned so much.
Like there's something about it though. Maybe it's the belief that that brings you strength and protection or whatever it is that it might be, but there's still pieces of you that are attached there.
I'll tell you, I think what it is, mm-hmm. is that in my time in corporate for so many years, I felt it to be very boxed in. That I couldn't work with my own biorhythms. I couldn't work with my own strengths. And I'm like, I don't understand. I can get all the work done. Why can't I do it in my own parameters? And mm-hmm. I think there's so much room for corporations to grow, to help individuals work with their own parameters. I'll give one example. There's some great corporations out there that will change their work week up and they'll do the 4-day work week. You still have the same variables. You know what I mean? Like they have, you know, KPIs and measures, but they make sure that you don't have to stuff everything in 2 days. You at least get a Friday through Sunday or a Saturday through Monday, you know, mm-hmm. for your work week. It's that compressed work week. And it doesn't mean you have to work 10 hours on the other days, but you can still, they don't believe in that 40-hour work week. And it depends on the work they do. Now, this is more of a psychologist lane, you know, a company uh-huh. that I'm talking about. But I just think there are so many techniques and methods out there that can help people live more enriched lives.
Mm-hmm.
And corporations are the key to it because we have to go to work to get a paycheck to pay for our stuff. So let's look at how that those policies and procedures are being set up and delivered to help the whole. And I think that's why my foot and my toe or whatever it is still in there because I see that from a systems thinking kind of standpoint.
And you've experienced it on the other end where there wasn't any flexibility.
Correct.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
How it shut me down. Like I had to take my own, methods mm-hmm. to reset myself and find my own ways to survive or thrive.
Yeah. I like that you said that because I think a lot of us, we're the best at what didn't work previously because we've felt it, we've experienced the pain, we lived it, and mm-hmm. then we did something about it. Mm-hmm. And so now all those people are going to gravitate towards us because that's how the world and the energy works, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then we have the ability to help them grow. And within their growth, we get to also grow seeing them grow.
Right. Yeah. Very true.
Yeah.
Yeah. Some of the best feedback and motivation for me to continue in this work has been from clients. Mm-hmm. It's exactly them saying, oh my gosh, I didn't even know that this quality that I had in myself was my superstar strength. You know what I mean? My superpower in getting things done.
Yeah.
There was a client that I literally coached almost a decade ago. It was like 8 years. And she just sent me a note the other day saying, hey, just randomly, I was on a podcast and I mentioned you because I was talking about when you coached me on this strength that I had. And I didn't even realize that that's what, you know what I mean? How I navigated the world.
Yeah.
And I was like, that's so cool. I love that. Yeah. That
it's still there.
Exactly. Such an important part of what that person learned.
Didn't forget. Yeah. Yeah. No, one thing I know I was talking to you at the off the couch that I recently did my human design, and the man who was reading it for me, his name is Mateen. Mm-hmm. And he opened my eyes to understand why I have like these low moments. Like I always thought, because when I first realized I was depressed at times, it was right during my traumatic time when I had lost my brother.
Mm.
And so I always tell myself now, like, oh, I can't get low. Like if I get low, I may not come out. Like I can't mm-hmm. do that. And then he showed me my human design and he was like, whoa. He like was like, oh my gosh, like there are so many things here. And he told me to rest mm-hmm. is what he said. You need to check out and be by yourself. And I was like, I was always avoidant of those things because in my mind, if I did that, that meant I was depressed. And if I'm depressed, I can't function. And if I can't function, I can't keep the business running. So I was on go, 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 go all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And so the moment that he told me that, I gave myself permission to rest.
Mm-hmm. As you should have.
Yeah. And I am not depressed at all. Like, that's not me. Like, that version of me no longer exists. And that's what I needed, I guess, to understand that I have evolved. And that version, she's not there anymore.
Right. That's great. That means you built your own toolkit up to know that that's a piece of what you need to be the best Jeanette that there is.
Mm-hmm.
And I love that. That to me is what every human being should be doing. You know, it's just, yeah. We're all here to know ourselves. And I know that sounds so simplistic, but it's amazing
yes.
that we don't. You know what I mean? Like we don't. We know big pieces of ourselves. And maybe in corporate, you've done a personality assessment, one or two. But there are so many different tools and modalities that can help you just peel the onion back, right? To know your soul.
Exactly.
To get down to your purpose, your Akiji, exactly. or you know what I mean? Like there's so many different terms for this because as human beings, we've been looking for this from the start.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? It doesn't matter your nationality or where you're from, your ethnicity.
If you were to leave our audience with mm-hmm. one thing,
mm-hmm.
what is that one thing that you could give them that they can remember to help them?
I think in today's note, it's just be brave. Mm-hmm. Be experimental, be brave. Go do something and try something that you haven't done. It will not, it's going to be a positive reflection in the long run. You know, even if it's going to a new play, trying a new sport, you know, trying a new way of resetting your nervous system with a cold plunge. You know, there's so many different fun things, but be brave. Go experiment with your wellness activities.
Yeah. I think that's valuable information because I think a lot of us live in fear.
Mm-hmm.
And the more and more that we live in our fears, the less and less we do anything, the less we grow, and we kind of just stay still.
Well, and isn't bravery just like fear on a continuum, right? So it doesn't have to be a big act.
Mm-mm.
Just try something new. You know, it could be asking a new friend out to lunch. Like just yeah. do, you know, be brave in the way that you live your life.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, thank you, Kim.
Absolutely.
I loved having you on the show. Thank you so much for coming on. I'm sure our audience will get tons of valuable information from listening to us go back and forth here. But until next time, I will be back with Untamed and Unapologetic. Thank you and have a great day.
Thank you.
Perfect.